This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Berman. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives is due to try to advance steep spending cuts this week that stand no chance of becoming law and could force a partial shutdown of the U.S. government by next Sunday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sought to avoid that scenario when he hammered out a spending agreement with Democratic President Joe Biden this spring. But some members of McCarthy's own party have threatened to depose him if he does not support steeper cuts that are sure to be rejected by the Democratic-controlled Senate. One person was injured, and infrastructure near the Ukrainian port of Odessa was damaged as a result of a Russian drone and missile strike. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
Local authorities also said the attack damaged port infrastructure, a grain silo, and an empty building that used to be a hotel. At the former hotel building, firefighters worked overnight, trying to extinguish the blaze. Russia has continuously targeted port and grain storage facilities in Odessa since pulling out of a deal that allowed Ukrainian grain exports to countries facing the threat of hunger. The attacks have destroyed silos, warehouses, oil terminals, and other infrastructure critical for storage and shipping. I'm Karen Chamas.
Residents prepared to return to the sites of their homes demolished in Maui wildfires 7 weeks ago. Governor of the U.S. state of Hawaii, Josh Green, says medical examiners have been able to identify most but not all of the people who died in the wildfire in the city of Lahaina.
As of now, we still are at 97 fatalities. 89 people have been identified, and we have 15 outstanding investigations. So we're getting closer to knowing the full scope of our loss.
And Monday is Yom Kippur, considered the holiest day of the year for those who practice Judaism. This is VOA News.